Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Preach.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it, like pain and a hurt. Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt. And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through. And trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here. As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart. Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and ain't nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to read the mind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please, show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's fucking. Crying about life being nothing. One mad cause you trapped or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
A hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest hand. Through the time of tribulation you never let us down. Jesus, I know you're here with us now. Jesus, I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I wanna feel, show me how. Please, let me take your hand, guide me.
What?
I walk slow but stay right beside
please.
Me. Devil's trying to find
please.
Me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give Jesus just
a
fight.
Give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to read the mind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
I forget, live or die. I will never live a lie. I'm gonna get because I try. I won't quit until I die.
What?
I'm gon' make it wrong or right.
Yeah.
Make it through the darkest night.
Yeah.
When the morning comes, I'll see
all
I have is God.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gon' find. It's all in time. Show me how to keep the mind. Show me how to read the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to.
Good afternoon, people. It's 3 o'clock, so we're starting Gospel Weekend. So I'm having a problem with the computer right now, so if I log off, just stay tuned. I will go right back on, and we'll play all the great gospel music. Just give me a minute. I'm just having problems with the internet right now. It's God First Weekend. Friday through Sunday, we're going to start from 3 p.m. from Friday through Sunday, and we're going to get it popping, I know I usually be changing the time, so, probably on the weekends, I'll probably do 11 p.m. or 3 o'clock, but it don't really matter. As long as I'm doing God First Weekend, I stay tuned and support, all right? So y'all just give me a minute, man. I'm having problems with the computer right now. It's crazy. Okay, yeah, I'm back on. Sorry about that. Like I said, I was having a problem on the internet. We're going to play some gospel. We're going to play a lot of gospel music. It's God First Weekend. You know what I mean? We always got to put God first on the weekend, every single day, not just the weekends. But, you know, this radio station is going to take off, you know what I mean, in the grace of God, on God First Weekend. Let's get it popping.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing.
I sing because I'm free.
His eyes on them.
That's the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus. You're the reason. Can we say it again?
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may be crying, and nothing's even
and
wrong.
Nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because. In here.
Glory,
you're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why
I know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Listen. And when the song is over. We've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole world no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
to study war no more,
to study war no more,
we will sing,
our song today,
the one whom we adore,
the one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because.
I give the praises to you.
another reason why I sing.
Another reason why I sing.
You're my melody at midnight, Jesus.
Another reason why I sing.
You're my song and my song, Jesus.
Another reason why I sing.
You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing. Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
What?
that was Kirk Franklin, you know, Do You Want a Revolution? You know, always put God first in what you do and everything you do. You know what I mean? Do not judge others like you don't want to be judged. Always let God do the judging. Always do his spiritual work on others as he's supposed to do. And everybody has destiny, what they must fulfill and accomplish. Okay? That's what we must do, you know what I mean? Because every day is a grind, every day is a hustle, every day is a struggle. So we must pray to God, okay? We must pray to God. Everybody have a destiny. Everybody have a place in life for them. So you cannot control others and expect them to do what you want them to do, okay? If God wants them to do something, that's what they must do. Because they stay in prayer and they have a destiny, they have a vision and a dream they must follow because they have a destiny they must fulfill, okay? So that's what it is, you know. That's the topic right there. We must listen to our instinct. At the same time, we must listen to what we pray. When we pray, Our spirituality is always something like, you know, we have our spirituality always, you know, telling us something what we must do in life. You know, we can't be controlled by other people. We must do what we have to do to fulfill what we got to do. Okay, I got Rob Hood online. I'm going to let him talk and let him speak his mind because, it was a long way what we've been doing, you know what I mean? And I don't want to stop that because, you know, the devil will always continue to separate people from doing something big when we trying to accomplish something, you know, when there's like three or four people that's in a group, especially a dream team, that's supposed to happen. Of course, the devil will separate a lot of people to do different things and think different things. Okay, so I'm gonna let Rob Hood talk. You know what I mean? I'm glad he tuned in. You know, showing support. Hold on. Yo. What's good, man? What's good? I was just going ahead and speaking my mind. You know what I mean? I was waiting for you to call in. You know what I mean? Because basically, you know, everybody got a different opinion and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, I still got love for you and what we do. And there's no hatred or nothing what we do, you know what I mean? We still got to continue what we got to do because separation is not the thing, man. Separation is not the thing. We don't want the devil to win. That's the thing, though. You know what I mean? We can't let the devil win because by having three or four people in a different position for God is a powerful thing. Because we all have different visions and dreams and different opinions because we all got different position in life. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the thing. That's when the devil just come in and corrupt and have us separate because he knows we're going to do something very powerful in this industry. It's very, very powerful in this industry. So he's going to find a way to separate people. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I just want to know what you was trying to tell me, because I mean, you know, even though we was talking through the text, it was not really talking like, you know, on the phone, you know, by voice and all that. You know, we got to understand each other because technology is a tricky thing, you know what I mean? And we can see things in a different way by through the text. So I just want to go ahead and hear what you got to say.
All right. Really, what I got to say is the only thing that matters to me is doing the will of God. Denying myself to the point where I don't even exist anymore, except for what God is telling me. Not to say that what God is telling me is something that I'm accumulating or thinking up on my own. No, because at the end of the day, I have dreams too that I've been pushing on, I've been trying to get myself on, but I'm willing to actually let go of all these things. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what comes my way. I'm willing to let go of my very dreams, my very life. God say if you're not in a position where you're willing to deny yourself, you can't pick up your cross or follow him. Humility and obedience is the key to any sacrifice, and it is better than any sacrifice. So when I read in Psalms where it says, seek first the kingdom of God, that means you have to put him first. to the point where you don't even worry about yourself anymore. You worry about him, his kingdom, and his righteousness. And everything that you want, he will automatically give to you. That means a lot to me. And when you turn into Proverbs where it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. God is not ignorant of our dreams. He places those dreams in us. He made us like this. One thing, though, our dreams should be an offering to God. We should be able to prove to God by showing him that, yo, although we have these dreams and it would actually mean a lot to us if it comes true, we would rather seek your face. We would rather delight ourselves in you. And in all our ways, we acknowledge and you will direct our path. That's what the Bible says. At the end of the day, it's not no difference between us. It's just that you have a zeal for God. I can't be against you, you know, because you really believe that this is how God wants to work with you. I'm not against that. Not at all. I never came up and said, I really believe this is how God wants to work with me, though. One thing I've always told you is that let us do God's will. Let us worry about God's kingdom. Let us worry about God's will. And then he will give us anything else we desire. That's based on the Bible. So if I'm talking based on the Bible, obviously the spirit that I'm talking by the influence of is not a bad spirit. Because no spirit will come and say Jesus is Lord unless it is the Holy Spirit who has inspired him. That is written in the Bible. So everything that, I guess I'm too radical with it. I'm probably what they call a super Jesus freak. I don't know. Because I really want to love and do the will of God to the point of denying myself. Like the book of Romans says. Romans says you have to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That living sacrifice, that means you have to obey. Obedience is that presentation. You have to put yourself in a place of obedience so God can raise you up. You have to be that living sacrifice. That way, God can show you and exercise through you that which is that acceptable and perfect will of God. So one thing I've always seen in the Bible is Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, he will not talk of himself, he will not speak of our dreams, but he will talk about the will of God. The radio show is a key that God is using. He is using this radio show to actually bring people in. There is no doubt about that. It is not just the grace of God that this radio show is growing, because also it is the will of God. And the Holy Spirit has pinpointed to me that this can be big someday. Yeah, we have our dreams. We're not denying our dreams. He never tells us to deny our dreams. He said just bring them to him, and he will make them bigger than anything we'll ever think of. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says this, God dare us. He said, God double dare us in that. He said, I dare you to come to me. Call on my name. I will answer you, and I will show you things that you would have never thought you could even contain. Like your mind can't even comprehend. What the thing is that I have a love for God that I know you do too. And I just wish that we could put our minds in one accord. Although everybody has a different thing they're doing. Yeah, because Jesus said the church is one body, but the body has a hand, the body has a you know, feet and all that stuff. But at the same time, the body's working for one purpose, the will of God, not their will, not your dreams. It may sound hard. It may sound like I'm being wrong, but I'm just telling you the truth. It's coming straight from the Bible itself, the Bible that you and I believe in. God said you have to be able
but
to deny
it
yourself.
It depends on how you take it on the Bible, you see what I'm saying? Because people got a different way and how they take it, you see what I'm saying?
I understand that.
Like you can't really force it on anybody, you see what I'm saying? Because everybody, it's like really God got a way to work with everybody in a different way, you see what I'm saying? So it's spiritually, you know, you gotta actually work with the person or talk to the people, or it's actually God gotta work with the people. So I'm saying the person gotta pray to God and have the relationship with God. You told me that one time, and you have that
relationship
for that person to understand. Because I'm still having that relationship with God, and at the same
time, you have to.
I'm having visions. My visions is telling me to do certain things, and I got to follow that distance. I can't switch different directions. I got to stay in that one distance and that one direction he tells me to follow.
It's not a direction. You can't look at it like that. You have to look at it as the will of God. God's will glorify God. God's will glorify God first before men. Now, as vessels, we're just vessels, man. We're just vessels that God is using as instruments. That's why I say the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He uses us. And the Bible also says all of them that are in the church are of one accord because the Holy Spirit is of one mind, the mind of Christ. And Christ says, those who love God enough, they will obey. Now, I don't know if it's because it came from my mouth that you didn't actually see it as something great, but I'm pretty sure if it was like somebody like T.D. Jakes who said it, it would have had a different effect on you. Why? Because you don't look at that person like somebody who's equal to you. But what you got to understand is that the same way you say God works with different with people differently, I agree with you. But he will not work with you differently for something other than his glory. What I was trying to make you understand is it's not that we have to leave what we're doing. Mm-mm. You know I love music. You love music too. How long have you been doing it? But at the same time, what I was trying to make you understand is that he wants us to push this little radio show a little bit more. The reason why is because that's where his glory is coming out of. And he will glorify us in everything else that we do. I'm telling you. And it's not that you have to let go of your dream, kid. It's just that.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying I'm letting go of my dream. It's not that.
No, I'm saying
that what God gave me, the vision he gave me, directly to this radio show. It's actually directly to everybody.
You see?
I'm trying to grab the attention to everybody to come to this radio station. And at the same time, I'm putting God in it. I know, like, certain things I put, like the songs and stuff like that, I'm still working on that at the same time. But at the same time, you know, it's like I'm trying to reach everybody, not one direction, because certain people will have this different type of thing, like, oh, this religious radio station, I don't want to hear it, da-da-da. So it's like we got to do things in a certain way, because me and you got different type of vision. You got a position you putting on for God. I got a position I'm putting on for God. You know what I'm saying? And people, it's like that's the reason why God put me and you in a direction that we trying to face together. And when you say we have a dream team, we do have a dream team. We cannot separate this dream team. Everybody got a different opinion. Everybody got a different position what they supposed to do for God. So we cannot separate that. That's the thing. So I'm saying you got a way to reach a lot of people. I got a way to reach a lot of people, and all we have to do is come together and work together. You know what I mean? We all got to work together. It can't just be yourself. We all got to be working together with God.
You're right. You asked your own question.
And that's why
but
I love.
You
can't have no selfishness between a dream team. It can't be no selfishness between a dream team. Everybody got to
work
to each other's opinion and work together. Work together.
If we're working together, the Holy Spirit must be in the midst of it, right? Where two or three are gathered, he will be in the midst. And if he's in the midst, the Bible says, they will all be of one accord. They will all have one mind. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
Now, it leaves me no room to doubt because I already feel like the same way you feel like what you're doing is actually God influenced, is the same way that I'm feeling like the radio show is even more God influenced. The reason why is because he gets his glory out of that now. I don't know if you understand where I'm coming from with it. He gets his glory out of it right now. God's glory first and then ours. Seek first his kingdom. Seek first his righteousness. And everything else is yours. Everything else is yours. Now, a friend of mine told me I need to reevaluate myself. But when you have faith enough to move a mountain, you don't need to reevaluate who you are in God. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the way I see it is, The Holy Spirit doesn't bring separation, neither does he cause it. But he does speak, and when he speaks of one mind. He doesn't have two different minds. Now, as a music producer, Black, you know me. Of course, we would rather be out there getting money. Why not? I have kids. You have your family to take care of. Your mom actually sees you as the husband of the house. So, why would I be on my right mind to go ahead and say something like, well, let's go ahead and forget about all of the things that we're doing. Let's focus on God's will. Unless, and I'm not to say forget, but let's go ahead and put him to the side and focus on his will. Unless I was willing enough to deny who I am and deny what I can do to let the Holy Spirit work through me. We all have our opinions, but the Holy Spirit has the truth. The Bible says that he is the guide, and he is the counselor who reveals us to all truth. That's where our opinions no longer matter. And the Bible itself, man, is not based on our opinions or how we end to understand it. Once the Holy Spirit is guiding you and you're reading the Bible, you won't have any other interpretation of what God meant for you to have. And God doesn't have 3,000 minds. It's one. Just like Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say there's any others. It's just one. The Holy Spirit is God's mind. And he brings us of one accord towards God. We have a mission to do, man. It's a great mission. Music is involved in it. And not once did I say, let's not play music to the point where we just go ahead and talk all the way. What I said was, if we can't go ahead and find inspiring music to put on the air, then I would rather that we don't play anything at all. I never suggested that we should go ahead and have a talk show for a whole hour. You feel me? Never. But what I said was, we have to be able to edify these people. But I understand where you're coming from. You're saying we have to use music that they're used to. So if they're used to this music, imagine this person who's listening was dancing at the club last night on this. And he or she is listening to the song. Oh, man, I was at the club last night listening to the song. They will consume the song. But the moment we start talking about God, they're going to flip it. I used to do that. Pretty sure I have friends who used to do that. Matter of fact, I have friends who used to go to church with me only when there were parties at the church. And when they start doing altar call, they leave. It's the same thing on the radio. God says it is not by our strength. It is not by our might, but by his Holy Spirit, which means we can't do anything to bring people to God. We can't. No matter how much we sit down and strategize, we're going to play music they like. We're going to say things they like. God is not into pleasing people, dude. The truth hurts. God is no pleaser of man. That's what the Bible says. The truth has
okay,
to be true.
I got two callers online. I got 954 and I got 786. I want to hear their opinions, how they feel about that, you know, because people got different opinions. 954, 825, I want to see what she got to say about this. You know what I mean? I'm going to turn on. 954, 825. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Well, how do you feel what Robert Hood said? I mean, like, just express yourself and just give your opinion.
For one, he's judging because the way I see it is like, yeah, people go to church and everything, but you cannot come on the radio and say, oh, that, you know, you want to play, you can't play regular songs like hip-hop, R&B. I understand that everybody will want to hear the word of God. And you forcing the person, you know? I like, to be real with me, to be real with you, Rob, I know you're a good host and everything, but the way you were just speaking, that just turned me off, you know? Like, wow, Mr. Black was doing a good job. I like hearing the radio station. I like hearing everything he was playing. But to not like what you say, I'm like, whoa, you can't play regular hip-hop and R&B. God come first. I understand God do come first. But if God's giving you a vision and telling you do this, you might as well do it. You're obeying God right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, thank you. Thank you for the call. I'm going to go to 786-768. What is your opinion? Hello?
Caller.
Caller, 786-768. Hello? Okay, the person ain't saying nothing. All right. All right, well, somebody gave the opinion.
Okay. I mean, I respect the person's opinion. The first thing I realize what people like to do is the moment that you start speaking the truth from the Bible, because it's not anything I say that I'm saying with my own opinion. As you notice, every word I say, I quote a verse from the Bible. But people usually say, well, you're judging. What's wrong with that? Because the Bible says that a spiritual man judges all things. You have to judge all things. It's in the Bible. It's not something that we, I think the thing is we're so nerd into the world nowadays that even the words that Tupac says, you know, only God can judge me. Yeah, God can judge you. But also God gave us, once we are in him, the authority to judge all things that comes our way. It's that simple. I'm not judging you. You know that. You know that. Nobody knows what went down, the conversation that went down with me and you. But you know, except for me and you. You feel me? You know I don't judge you. At the end of the day, that's something for a fact that you know. But the only thing is that people can't just come in and say, well, this person is judging and that you're turning them off, this and that. See, they said the same things about Jesus. The truth will always hurt somebody, you know. And they will always come and say, well, you're judging. But quote to me a verse from the Bible that says something otherwise than what I am saying. I challenge anybody to call right now and tell me something out of the Word of God, which I am using to speak to you right now. I challenge anybody to come and take the Bible and read it to me saying something that I'm saying that's wrong. They can't. So that's the reason why nobody can move me on what I'm saying. It is not an opinion. It is just the fact that I go into the Word of God. That's it. So do we have another caller? Somebody else might have to say something about judging. The truth hurts, dude, but it ain't judging. It is not
okay,
judging.
If anybody you want to call in 1-877-404-0840. That's 1-877-404-0840. We're going to take calls after the message, after a couple of songs, and then we're going to go back. And then we're going to take some more calls. All right.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Peace.
Up in here. Woo! Take me up and go into the pity, the hateful, I'm grateful. The Lord brought me through this far. Trying to be cute when I praise him. Raising high, I keep it live, beat bumping. Keep him jumping, make the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Getting big with turf, ain't no stopping me.
Father. thank you. Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on. Come on. What you say? Come on.
Gospel songs, if y'all ahead and listen to it. Go ahead and download it. It's on LimeWire for free. Okay? We got 5 minutes left. I want to see if the next caller go ahead and talk and speak their mind. I'm not sure, but let me go ahead and, you know, press that on air button on them and see what they're going to say, if they're going to talk or not. I don't know if they're being chicken, but okay, let's see. 786-786-768. I want you to go ahead and speak your mind and go ahead and say what you got to say, you know what I mean? You're on air. 786-768. Go ahead and speak your mind and tell everybody how you feel or what Robert said. Hello? Hello?
You're not there.
Okay, I guess. Okay, 786-768 is being chicken. They want to talk. Okay. All right, then, Robert, you know, go ahead and put your last comment, your last input in, you know, because we got 4 minutes left. And I want everybody to go ahead and tune in tomorrow. I will tune in 3 p.m. tomorrow, hopefully, if not 11 p.m. tomorrow, for God First Weekend. And Sunday, 3 p.m., of course, and we're going to definitely do that every weekend. And then mostly, you know, we're going to continue doing this. You know what I'm saying, for the grace of God. Go ahead, Robert, and go ahead and give your last input on what you got to say for the show before the show is over.
All right. Really, the only thing I have to say is that, you know, everybody who's listening, I would challenge them to go ahead and just one time at least for like 20 minutes a day, pick up the Bible and start reading it, you feel me? And ask God, before they start reading it, ask God to actually, you know, send the Holy Spirit to actually speak to them and witness to them what the Word is saying, because everybody can read the Bible and gain their own interpretation. But at the end of the day, those that ask God and they really are yearning for the Word of God, they really want to know God's mind, He will reveal Himself to them, because He said if you call on Him, He will reveal Himself to you. So I'm challenging people on that. Everybody who's listening, start with the book of go read Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. You know, start with that and go ahead and read the Word of God and see. And He will open your eyes. Just ask Him to open your eyes and He will. You know, we are not, like Jesus said, a kingdom divided amongst itself cannot stand. This is not a kingdom divided. Paul and Peter had problems in the Bible. And they were both apostles of Jesus Christ. And they had problems. Some things Paul did. Some things Peter did, Paul did not agree with, you know? And it's like, that doesn't mean that they were actually separated, you know, or the enemy was coming in and infiltrating himself. It's like, what I tell people is, the devil cannot come in God's camp and infiltrate himself. But God can go into the enemy's camp and take everything that he stole from us. So when we think of it the opposite way, where we give the devil so much credit, we're praising him. We must not do that. And anybody who is in God, yo, keep your faith and ask God to reveal to you the truth, because that's what the Holy Spirit is. That's what He came down to do. You feel me? According to, according to John chapter 16, verse 13, we need to read those type of things. Get to know the Holy Spirit. There's a dude named David Wilkerson, a pastor, and he actually talks about these things. For us who want to know God for real, we don't just want to call the radio station and give our opinions about things that we know no idea about. Start reading the Word. Get into it and then understand that when God speaks, He's actually asking us to obey. And it's not my word. It is His word. You know, it's His word. It's actually in the book. It's in the book of God. You know, He says sheep know His voice. And those who love Him, they will actually do what He says. That's the word, you know, and it's that simple. But we are going to continue doing this. At the end of the day, we are going to continue doing this. There is nothing that said that we were not going to do this anymore. You feel me? It's just that we had a disagreement. At the end of the day, maybe we need to put these things aside. That's what I was telling you. Let us reason together. Let us sit down and reason together that this radio show is actually edifying people's souls. And let us continue doing it. Point blank. That is the only thing that matters. See what the devil did in the Garden of Eden with Eve is what he's trying to do with us right now. Well, did God really say this? Well, no, God didn't really say that. What he meant to say was this. You feel me? And the enemy knows how to use people to infiltrate himself into your camp.
And we cannot let this happen. We are actually, like I say, I'm a bond servant of Christ. I'm a slave. I don't even consider myself.
Okay, we got a few seconds left, so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but everybody must tune in tomorrow, so continue tomorrow. Everybody tune in, please. So support what we're trying to do in the name of God. Thank you for
Jeremiah 33:3.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for supporting.
Jeremiah 33:3.
All right.
Show's done.
No. Yeah, we can continue talking, man.
I'm saying the show's done.
Yeah.
I don't hear the lady.
Yeah, it's over now.
You know, the lady usually say you have 1 minute left. Like a calling card.
Yeah, they already say 1 minute. Yeah, seconds now.
Oh. Yeah, man. It's just wild, dude. Like, what's going on?
Yo, Rob, man, we need to keep the dream team. Listen, call the dude. What's his name, right?
Who?
You know what I'm talking about. We need to keep this dream team. We do not need to separate no dream team right now. We need to continue what we got to do.
Call K? Call Karan, you say? Karan?
Yes. Yes. Please do. We must continue what we have to do, man. We must continue what we have to do. I'm not saying it just to say it, man, but this is something that's meant to be. We can't not separate. You know, we cannot separate nothing. You know what I mean? This is something what me and you and him and your other partner, we were supposed to been do a long time ago. You know what I mean? But Karam, he's gonna come in the Bible when he's ready. He's young. So I'm saying? He is very young. He's just lost right now. So I'm saying? But you got to give him time. That's the thing. You know, I know there's no time, but for a kid like him, it's pressure. I know you had that pressure when you was young, too, where a lot of people, when they came at you the same way. Think about it.
Wow.
I know you're thinking about it now. Years ago, when they came at you, like, yo, City, you know, you need to go to jail, da, da, da. You like, man, I got to do my own thing right now, you know what I mean? But, you know, you thought about it. He's probably thinking about it right now still, but you got to give him time. But we cannot separate no dream team, kid. We cannot do that right now. Not right now, kid. Not right now. Okay? Because, I mean, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what next year is going to bring right now. We don't.
Yo, I agree with you. But can I read something to you, though? I completely agree with you. I don't disagree with what you said. But this is what
I'm. You know why you agree with me? Because I'm your mirror, but at the same time, I'm the opposite of your mirror, dog. You know what I mean? I've been around you for years, man, but I notice some mistakes you do and some mistakes you don't do, and sometimes you don't realize your mistakes, and I have to bring it forward towards you, kid. And we can't afford breaking no team right now, kid. That's not God's work right now. You know what I mean? That is not God's work. We need to keep this team really, really tight. Really, really tight, because basically the devil knows what we're trying to do. He's trying to separate people, and I don't agree about separation. Even though we got our own opinions. But everybody's gonna agree soon enough. But at the same time, we gotta work with each other. At the same time, we gotta stay close as
much as possible, because it's on the Bible. They say family gonna go against family, friends. People gonna go in their own. People wanna go by themselves, because it's all about survival. No. Even though it's all about survival, it's all about being together. It's all about showing more love than ever, you know what I mean? Hatred is going to try to separate everybody. Hatred is going to separate everybody so everybody could go against each other. That's what the devil wants, separation. But if we keep uniting and keep unity and we stay closer and closer and closer, we're going to cause a great big boom, kid. We're going to cause a big explosion. People that never accomplished. We're going to do something that people never accomplished before, and that's staying together and working together no matter what. You know, I talked to Renee. I say, Renee, call him, tell him to call me, because I know Rob Hood is, I realize his mistakes, but he's going to realize it. And once I bring Karam still and keep him in contact, we're still going to contend. We're going to continue as a dream team, and we're going to continue going forward where we're supposed to go at.
Black. I like your honesty, dude. But one thing I can tell you,
okay,
I didn't make a mistake.
Hello?
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I can tell you is I didn't make a mistake. Now, the reason why I say that is because I wasn't looking at now. I was looking at how someone with a different, I can say it like that because I can back it up in the Bible. Someone with a different spirit, that spirit will not let him work for the glory of God unless that person chooses to go ahead and come into the will of God. Like I used one time, I told you, dude, it's not like Quran ain't going to be able to do his thing anyways. It's not even like that. Quran is very intelligent. He's always going to do his thing. Now, on the other hand, God can use skillful people, but he likes to use those who are just, you know, it's like, I guess the thing is that the problem is that I think I know what the problem is. The problem is people may be thinking that I think that I'm the only person who hears God's voice. No, I'm not saying that. Mm-mm. But he speaks, though. That's what I'm saying. And he don't play that, especially with this. Like, dude, I was supposed to die. He's giving me chances. And I'm not playing with him anymore. I know I still do wrong things. The mistakes I make are the sins that I commit against God. But as far as actually making a move like that, where I said, okay, do you know why I decided to step away from crime? It's not because I'm like, yo, though I don't want you to be part of this no more because you're not a believer. No. You got to think deeper than that, dude. When you are somebody who doesn't believe, any spirit can come and influence you to throw things haywire. I don't want that. And with Renee only met Karan for like a week, and she was already so attached to Karan. Like, dude, you feel me? Like, what's up with that? You don't know the dude for that long for you to be defending him the way that you do. That's why I had to tell her, like, you don't know this kid for that long. This is a kid who actually told me he wanted to pray the sinner's prayer and all that stuff. That's what people call it. But I prayed with him. And after I prayed with him, I didn't say, yo, you better get in your Bible. It's not up to me to tell you that. The moment God comes into your life, he will give you that desire to get into the Word. I'm not saying, like, right instantly, but things will actually start changing. Now, just maybe, you ever thought of it like this? The fact that I've actually given him his time to go ahead and do his own thing, maybe God is actually building him up in a way that he will realize what he's missing out on and actually come into God's will for real. It's not really that I'm making a mistake, dude. Like, Black, you know me, kid. It's not if I make a mistake. You know me, dude. I'm not the type that's going to be like, man, I was right. No, you know me. If I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. You know that.
I'm not stubborn, except for the only stubbornness I have is when I'm speaking about God. I feel like I'm very defensive. But anything else, I'm not stubborn about. If I'm wrong in something, I'm wrong. You feel me? Now, with especially the thing with you, I didn't say anything to you. I was like, yo, black getting, like, black getting mad. Like, what did I say to black? That was, like, so wrong. Like, I didn't say nothing else that was so wrong. I said something that I felt like you could have agreed with. The fact that I'm like, yo, black, this movie, right, that you're talking about, who was it going to benefit? Us, right? Put money in our pockets, right? Make things happen for us, right? Mm-hmm. So that would benefit us. But then at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, let's go ahead and do God's will. That kid, if I was thinking really for myself or being selfish in any way, I would have been like, all right, man, let's go ahead and focus on that and let's do it. No. Instead, I just said, okay, dude, let's go ahead and I never said don't forget about that. Nah. I ain't said, forget about that. Nah, we straight. No. I said, look, man, I feel like the Holy Spirit is asking us to hasten things a little bit, to speed it up a little bit with the radio show. Because there's so much more he can do, dude. But it's not you putting God in something. It's him putting you in a position where he can get through. That's why I told you we're not doing God a favor, kid. He's doing us a favor by using us. He could have used anybody else in the world. That's why I came up with the whole humility thing, to be humble. I never said you weren't humble, but I was just giving you an example. I never said, black man, you don't obey God. Oh, I never said that. Only one thing I told you
was that you, instead of you texting, you should have called me, man. You should have called me like a man. Just called me instead of texting, because you know with texting a lot of mixed messages and all that. You know what I mean?
Listen, we didn't have any problems for me to call you like a man and do
that. I understand, but you didn't call me. I've been calling you for a couple of days now, texting you. I mean,
you remember what happened Friday night?
I'm thinking you're dead or something. I'm thinking you was out in the street. You got a nigga worried up, and then
you
text me something,
Friday,
and I'm like, what is this? What is going on in here? I mean, wow, you didn't call me.
Do you remember what happened prior to that? Do you remember?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, why you didn't call me? Because I'm like, okay, you got me worried about you, you know what I mean? And then you going to text me something like that, at least you could have called. Come on, man. You my brother, dog. Of course, I'm going to treat you like a brother. So why you didn't call me? Why would you text me and blah, blah, blah?
Listen,
you could have just called me.
This is what happened.
Up.
Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened straight up. I got out of the hospital. I called everybody that I can call in Miami for a ride to take my son, who just had a fever and a viral infection. He had a fever 108 degrees, and it was windy outside. You know, the mom and me and her don't really, we're not on bread and butter. We always be clashing at each other. So here I am, no car, no money in my pocket, nothing. I call everybody I can for a ride. And I called you. When I called you, okay, the whole thing happened when you were supposed to call me back in 15 minutes and I told you I was going to come outside, but okay, that was nothing. But then after that, you know, I had no choice but to call you again because you said you were with Marlon. And I'm like, okay, I can go ahead and see if he can go ahead and have Marlon, you know, do me that favor. Okay? It was, yeah. Hour went by, nothing. I'm sitting outside. My baby mama started talking about, oh, you ain't shit. You ain't this. You ain't that.
You know what? Before you continue, I had a feeling she was talking shit to you, though.
You know,
that's why I'm like, yo, man, I can't stand you. I can't stand when you're around her, kid. I know you have no choice, but I can't stand when you're around her, dog. I can't stand it, dog. I mean, she's evil. She's straight evil to me, dog. She's straight evil. When I'm around her, dog, I can't even think straight. I cannot think
so imagine
straight,
what
dog. Like,
Imagine what happened in front of that hospital. It went berserk. We were just loud talking, all up in each other's face, crazy. You know, and when I called you, you didn't pick up. You texted me. I'm like, dude, why didn't you pick up though? And you texted me again. So I told you just tell Marlon and I said thanks. Right? Because it's like, I'm like, okay, I understand he has his girlfriend and all that stuff. He's waiting for his girl. But I'm like, yo, a dude is that much into a girl that you can't give a homeboy a ride when his kid is with him outside? I don't have a
Marlon got that woo on him, all right? Because that same girl that she's on him for a long time, that girl's been controlling him for a long time. Even Marlon that girl cheated on his face, in his face, on MySpace, dog. Okay? Showing the whole 9 yards that she's taking pictures with another dude, saying, this dude is mine, da, da, da. Marlon doesn't care. This girl put something on Marlon I can't even explain. So I can't say nothing about Marlon. He's controlled. He's done. That's it.
And
I asked him, you sure he can't go ahead and pick him up and stuff like that? Go ahead and pick him up. He's like, nah, my girl, da, 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 da. What the hell?
You feel me? And I have a 4-month-old son outside with my 2-year-old and my 3-year-old. And I'm standing outside with him. I had nobody to call. Time went by. It was going on 1 o'clock. I had nobody to call, kid. You know who I finally found? Blind. Zopound Blind. He came. At the last minute, he came. After Lori done cussed me out. She done washed me in and out with cuss words. To put me down.
Wow.
Blind showed up, and Blind was like, yo, man, what's up, man? Why you ain't called me a long time ago? Blah, 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 blah. So we got in. We went to Denny's and all that stuff. He took us to Denny's and all that. Because he was like, dog, like, you looking stressed, Rob. Like, what's going on? So we went to Denny's. We sat down and we talked. He tried to talk to VM and all that to talk it down. Nothing worked. She was still talking more trash at Denny's to the point where we were walking outside, cussing each other out. She was all in my face.
She was still talking trash when we were Blind?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking lazy trash to the point where Blind was like, yo, Lori, I never knew you was like that. Like, wow, you changed, Lori. Like, I never knew. You know what she told Blind? Oh, blame Rob Hood for it. Where so? She said blame Rob Hood for her change. Basically, I turned her into a monster. That's what she said to Blind. The reason why she acts rude like that now is because of me. So,
wow.
It was just like, it was a very, very depressing time, dude. And I said, damn, man, I need to reevaluate who my friends are. Because I felt like, yo, I couldn't even call nobody to come holler at me, dog. But I had gas money, dude. Yeah, I had gas money at that time because I remember I told Marlon, I was like, look, I will give you money just to drop me off. You know, and he said, yeah, and everything. Like, I had that. I was like, wow, what's going on? Yeah, I just felt like, duh, it's like, I mean, I just felt like, wow, it's just nothing can happen. I'm thinking like, Black, this is how I was thinking. I'm going to be real with you. I'm like, duh, Black, you say you treat me like a brother. This is how I was thinking at that time. You say you treat me like a brother, but I'm outside with my son. You should treat him like your nephew. I mean, sometimes you got to go out of your way. That's how I was feeling. I'm like, dog, Black want to put me on a management contract? But he can't. That's how I was thinking. No, that's
nah,
how I was.
Listen.
That's how I was thinking.
Now, I know that's what you're thinking
you,
now,
you,
but
you
I know you should
that's
be thinking
how I
about
was thinking.
How
I'm not thinking like
a couple
that.
Of years ago, too, now. Huh?
No, I know, B. Listen, I'm just telling you how
okay,
I was thinking.
Okay.
Because of everything that was going
on. You know, God don't like a bragger. I don't like to brag, so.
No, listen, kid. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's how I was thinking. I'm not thinking like that now. That's how I was thinking. Because
okay.
I'm telling you, it was the heat
okay.
of the situation. You feel me? We outside
yeah.
waiting on the bus. She grabbed the phone from my hand and started talking to you, like all these different things. And she's like, man, like, when were you guys? Blah, blah, blah. Why you got these friends for? They can't even, you know, this and that. And then she turned around, oh, man, I did this for you. I did that for you. Da, da, da. All these other different things, you know, that she was talking about. And all that just kind of had me thinking. I'm like, oh. And what's her name? Renee got on the phone with me. And I was like, damn, I think I need to reevaluate myself and my friends. I told her that. I was like, I think I need to reevaluate. And she was like, what happened? I said, no, you know, I was in a little situation and all that. And I couldn't even find nobody to help me. you know, and it took somebody that I didn't want to be around anymore to come and help me out. Like, wow. You feel me? I felt like, you know how I felt? I felt, even though I felt like, you know, Blind was, it was a blessing that Blind came, but at the same time, even afterwards, the things that he was saying, I felt like, what if it was the devil who sent Blind? Because the people who were saying they love God couldn't even help me out. You know, that's how I was thinking. Like, you know, sometimes you get to a point where your back's against the wall and you're trying to get help from the people that you know who have the love of God like you do, but then you can't get the help from them and the devil just sends somebody your way. Because the conversation that me and Brian had was not good conversations. He pulled a gun out on me, kid. In the car. Blind pulled the gun out on me and put it on my stomach, right next to my heart. All of that, kid. And he told me, nigga, go ahead, kill yourself. Go, do it. Was that of God? No. That's the things that made me sit down for 2-3 days and just think about things. You know? But I came to my senses.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Bump all that. The devil's a liar. I said, look, man, because I know Black was there for me. Black used to ride with me everywhere we used to go, even when we had no car. So if he can't do it, he can't do it. So I hit you up, and I'm like, yo, what's up with the radio show? When we gonna do it? Why? Because of the fact that I felt like we need to get on that. Like, it's like the Holy Spirit dropped a bomb in my head, like, boom. And then you need to forget about all that stuff and just worry about what's really, really important. That's why I told you, yo, let's go ahead and push a little bit more on the music, on the radio show. I never said let's not do the music. Come on, Black, we have one of the brothers waiting, dude. And I got to call Stu today to make sure that he speaks to his cousin and we're going to make things move. It's like, and at the same time, it's not about the soundtrack of the movie. That was not a problem either. Because Renee called me today. No, she texted me, yo, you should evaluate. You should sit down and evaluate and take time and think about your position. I'm like, who the hell is girl think she is? There's some things you don't say when you know what's going on. Renee, Via. I'm like, and you know what the first thing that came to my head? I'm like, Black had a talk with her. But this is what I thought, though. You had a talk with her, but she doesn't understand anything that's going on. She came to me in a way like, you need to reevaluate yourself. I had to get on the phone with her and break it down to her, like, yo, what makes you think? And she's like, oh, maybe the devil is using you. I'm like, oh, hold on. I said, dude, listen, man, what makes you think the enemy is not actually using you? Because you're coming at me with things that opposes God's word. You're not coming at the word of God. I had to break it. Hold on.